Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Like a
champion. Swing like a stallion with a two big medallion. Good? You're perfect. Show them the action. Bad girl concoction. Cool now? Relax, man. Them nervous. Skin out and down the place. Spin round and show your face. Open and close your case. Arch up and work it, Mr. Hole on the text line. Girl, wind your waistline. Follow the BS line. Right now, stir it. Round like a bowl of soup. Round like a hula hoop. Round like you're about to cute and do it on purpose. Wind like a yard man. Grind like you're number one. Jump up and wave your hand. What do you think? You know you have to twerk it, 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 twerk it,
Nicki Minaj, Busta Rhymes, Twerk It, 917-889-3926. What's cracking? It's your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Ybor City tonight, overlooking the folks out here a little early for the weekend, but we ain't mad. Ybor City, for those who do not know, is something like the French Quarters in New Orleans, less funky. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, not too far from Ybor City. Give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Happy Hump Day, everybody. And did you say it's not as funky?
Less funky. Less funky, yes.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Well, that's
hey, it is what it is.
Right?
You know, we not near any swamps and, you know, none of that. You know, so
oh, but we do have gators here. Let's not get that misunderstood. So it is kind of like the French Quarter.
No, I mean, it's something about the smell out there. It's just, you know, it's interesting. Interesting smell. Mm. Tonight we got Don Bishop hanging out with us. Originally out of Maryland, but he's now a ATL native. Honorary member of, honorary guest is what they call him. I say he's a member at the end of the day. He's traveling. You can actually YouTube him, see him performing with Cisco and the crew. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Don Bishop of Drew Hill. Honorary guest of Drew Hill.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I need to hear some applause
he gave his
going
own
on.
Applause. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get you some applause. I will
help
find
him out.
Some
help him out. Help him out.
Just for you. There you go. There's
help
the applause.
Him out. Help him out.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's
just for you.
Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
I can hear you.
Welcome to the show, homie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. So you fresh off the road, Jack. Tell us what it was like touring in the islands.
Oh man, we just came back from Cancun. We had a big old show there. It was Drew Hill was headlining, of course. So, you know, we just had a wonderful time there. They showed us much love. You know, Drew Hill fans
Cancun,
all over the world.
I said Cancun and Turk and Caicos. It wasn't that. It was Cancun and what other place?
Cozumel.
Cozumel, got it. I didn't want to be lying to the people.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
It was. Everything you looked at was
beautiful.
I'm sure. Very, very, very nice female scenery for you all out there. A lot of bathing suits, a lot of tans, a lot of Brazilian wavy.
Look, I left on a hump day, came back on a hump day. Hey.
Perfect timing,
hey,
see? Perfect timing.
Tell the folks how you actually got connected with Drew Hill and what's going on with you.
Oh, my goodness, man. That took you back to, like, 1999? I had a dream.
Not a dream.
I had a dream, man. Only thing I can honestly tell you is, for anybody that's like out there pursuing their future, pursuing their dreams, stick with it. As long as you stay pressed and God is on your back, it will come through, I'm trying to tell you. Like, because, like I said, it was a dream, and that started back in 99. I heard, like, Cisco on the radio, and I said, man, I want to sing with him one day. Just, you know, just out of the blue, just out of the blue. And what happened was, at the time, I was doing street promotions for Def Jam, and I'm going to just give you a time stamp. This is back when the Nutty Professor soundtrack was out, and we had Montel Jordan, Christina Milian, Music Soul Child, Kelly Price. I'm just giving you a timestamp back then. And I had got the go-ahead to, you know, help Cisco out with his album release party. And lo and behold, a couple of people that I went to school with was there, and they introduced the bridge the gap between me and my man Nokio. So me and my man Nokio became real cool. And before you know it, you know, God puts you in places that you need to be when you need to be there. So I was there, and it happened, and here I am now, years later, touring with the group, singing on stage with the group. So,
word.
There you go.
Word. Well, what's been the most interesting place? Because I could remember, I don't remember where I was, but I could remember actually meeting up with you guys in the airport. When you were you coming back from Africa or going to Africa?
We were probably coming back from Africa because I'm pretty sure we had to come through the States, and that's when you came through, and we met each other in the airport.
Right. So,
the airport, yeah.
What has been the most interesting place you've toured with Drew Hill, and why?
Okay, well, I would say the most interesting place I've toured with Drew Hill would be Rotterdam. And Rotterdam is in Holland, and it's about a good...
Yes, sir.
It's about a good 15, 20 minutes from Amsterdam. Okay? And the reason why it was, like, the most interesting place was because it was around Christmas time. And I don't know if I told you about this or not, but... let's just say culture shock, okay? Their Santa Claus is like a black slave master or whatever. So his elves, his help. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you. I was trying to find a smoke shop. Oh, excuse me. I was trying to find a shop.
Right, right, right. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And, you know, we was walking down the street, and they were having, you know, like a Christmas parade, what have you. And they had the little horse-driven carriages or whatever, and it had his helpers in there. But his helpers were white women with blackface.
Oh,
blackface.
Yes. And it was a total culture shock. And it just let me know that, you know, Martin Luther King ain't work everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say,
right,
is that it was a complete culture shock. So
that
was the most interesting place I've been to. And man, that was my why.
Wow. Yeah, that would take it for me.
Yeah, come on now. I mean, like, and they throwing out candy. So I wanted to take a piece of the candy she was throwing and throw it back at her, you know. But, you know, you can't do that, you know, because I'm all in a whole other country. I ain't trying to be in Rotterdam booking, you know what I'm saying? So I just keep it cool.
He wanted to smack Inga upside her head with a pop.
Inga.
Pop-Tart.
Hey, that's hilarious. Hey, it is 9:14. We're hanging out with Dawn Bishop, honorary guest of Drew Hill. We'll be right back. TM Hotter Radio Live.
I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen. And that means that we examine the laws and the context for what happened, as well as the specifics of the incident. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
Trayvon. Man.
Radio Live. It is 9:19 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:19 on the West Coast, and as our girl CeeLo Boston says, everybody else in the middle has to figure it out. I am your girl Hot Chocolate, and he is the General T.M. Hyman. Also joining us, she snuck in through the back door like she always does. Madam CeeLo Boston is on the line with us as well, and joining us tonight, Don Bishop. Special gift that guests, they call him up in the hill, but we already know he passed the guest part. So he's
all
also
right,
our
all right, that's what I'm talking about.
Tonight.
Give me my accolades.
That's right. Forget that guest stuff. Speak it into existence.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
you know,
so I have
it
a
is
question.
What it is. Sure.
It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Now, I have a question for you, Don. There is talk that Governor Rick Scott here in the lovely state of Florida is going to try and make the protesters who are asking for the special session to be called to have the Stand Your Ground law reviewed regarding the Trayvon Martin case and ruling. How do you feel about that, being that it's about a month out from when the verdict came down, and how do you feel about the case overall itself?
Well, I really think that the case of Trayvon Martin was a tad bit of an injustice to the African-American community, you know, in itself. And it was actually heartbreaking because, you know, guilty is guilty. And it shouldn't take a panel of people to tell people what's guilty and what's not guilty. So I'm kind of like, have some very, you know, deep feelings about that. So, you know, I get kind of emotional when I think about Trayvon Martin because that man lost his life for nothing and no one's here to pay the price for it. So that's how
I feel. Right. I mean, it really just goes back to the way that the laws are written in your respective states, because that's ultimately what the jurors have to go by when they're making their decision. We see all of the evidence that's presented to us. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes the media can misconstrue it. A lot of times, you know, where you go to respectable media outlets, you can get a lot of the details because they're public, you know, public knowledge. But when it comes to being a juror and thinking about the way the law is read to you, you know, it really does restrict you. And it's heartbreaking when you know that he's guilty, like, and I'm going to go back to what was the juror number? I forgot what her number was, but whoever the lady was that came out and said, you know, she knew that he was guilty and she wanted to apologize to his parents, I would probably feel the same way as that juror. You know, I may not have come out in the same media outlet, you know, all light bright and do it that way, but, you know, I would have felt the same way. Like, I know this man is guilty, but the way that the law is being presented and read to me, my hands are tied.
Right. So do we blame the law? So
I think we blame the way that the laws are written. I say yes. I say yes.
I blame George Zimmerman's parents for raising an idiot.
Well, all right.
They take partial responsibility as well. I'll say that to the laws and his parents and his own lack of morality and better judgment.
I don't know, because my thing is, I think it turned into more of an ego thing, you know, with the...
Absolutely.
It's almost like they had, you know, more than one altercation. And even if they did, it seems as Trayvon may have been getting the better of him. Now,
yeah, he was.
And being that, yeah. Now, my thing was, I didn't understand why the lawyers didn't approach it with the put yourself in his place, but like paint a stark picture of putting yourself in the child's place. You know what I mean? Because I know if I was 17 walking, you better not have walked up on me at 17. You know what I mean? We would have been on
it. That's true, yeah.
Wouldn't even have been no fight soon. You know what I mean? You don't do that. You don't do that to people, period. I don't care who they are. Anybody run up on you, you're going to attempt to defend yourself regardless.
George Zimmerman just couldn't take the ass whooping. That's what it was. If he would have just taken the L because he did what he wasn't supposed to do in regards to following him in the first place after the dispatcher told him not to, okay, you did what you weren't supposed to do. Take the ass whooping and go home. I'm sorry.
Right. But no, you had to, and right, had to stay there and prove how much of a man you were to who, I have no idea, because the people that were supposedly watching didn't even find it entertaining enough to stand there. It didn't even have them in awe. It was like, okay, let me call the cops. It looks out of hand. You know what I mean?
I got one question. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I have one question. You know, not in George Zimmerman's defense, but who really likes to get their ass whooped? I mean, like, really? You know, Trayvon.
I mean, no one does.
That, you know?
Don't swing
you know,
on
no one does.
Don't
you know,
swing.
And he had the power.
Oh, I got to say.
He had the power.
No one
at
likes
time,
to get
so
their
you know,
ass
he
beat.
He used the power.
He did, and we don't, unfortunately, live in an age anymore where, you know, you fight, you shoot a fair one. You know, like
right.
Ice Cube's father said in Friday, you know, you live another day. You might win, you might lose, but you come back.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, somewhere that message is lost in that interaction because, yeah, that it is something that could have been prevented. But my thing is, at 7 o'clock in the evening, they kept talking about it like it was at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. It was 7 o'clock in the evening. Anybody could have been walking around. They just happened to be the only two out there.
Well, we're talking about things that's in the news, so let's just flip gears a little bit. O.J. Simpson on his way home, Jesse Jackson Jr. on his way to prison, 30 months for misuse of over $750,000. Don Bishop, your thoughts?
Can I hold a dollar? I mean, how do you don't misuse $750,000. Every penny was actually, it went to where it needed to go to at the time that it was going. So it's not misused. And somebody knew about it.
Oh, it was receipts. I'm quite sure.
You know.
Well, let me just clarify. We're talking about $750,000 of federal campaign money that was spent on things like, you know, luxury vehicles and Rolex watches.
Okay, how about this? How about this? What if it was the case of that he put his money in up front and the money he got back he spent? What if it was like
okay, that? There's no need for conspiracy theories. I mean, if that was me,
that's what I would say. I'd be like, yo, I put all my money up front. I paid for all of that. And then when I got the money in,
They weren't trying to hear it. They weren't trying to hear it.
That would have been my defense. I would have kept repeating.
Like Fabe would say, nah, son.
Pushed up some shots on that one, baby.
For real. And OJ's coming home?
Why?
He said why.
What is he going to do? Like, he can't even work at Enterprise. Like,
He can't even file unemployment, can he?
No.
Golly days.
And he's a fed. He can't even get food stamps.
Does he doesn't get his thing. NFL pension anymore?
He can't get, they get his, Nicole's parents get that. The family
did that, baby.
Mm-mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you see, Madam CeeLo Boston back in pocket in full force.
Ow.
Our special guest tonight, Don Bishop, official honorary guest of Drew Hill. We're going to talk to Don a little bit more after this and what's going on in his world, future endeavors and all that. We'll be right back. Team Hum Radio Live.
All right.
Yeah, B, Nova Unit, let me take you back, okay, let me take you back. Here we go, B, let me take it back for the internet with power and rule over rap. Let me take it back right after the 8-track. Young soul, so it's hard to remember before that. And my B-boy stand, battling and break dance. Can't go gazelles, I'm like Zip in France. Noble unit, running on B Street to PC in Atlanta. I'm screaming out free beat. Episodes in my teeth, swing like James Todd. Leave the puppies on that porch, I'm about to stomp the yard. Cool mode, D and in a wild, wild west. Know it cast rules, everything around me. Mess, beat through the crowd like Rakim the legend. God's gift, swear these haters trapped in my presence. But the future awaits, the moment is the next. If you ain't relevant, hey, blame it on yourself. Here we go, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back through the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard heard them seeds, they said I tried. Hip hop, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, okay. Back to the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making the track. Hip-hop. Let me take it back to Penny Loafers and Duckheads. Freak Nick Weekend, taking over in Buckhead. Okay. Let's go further. Greek Fest and VA. Speed in the game, bigger than EA. Let me take it back to Memorex and Payback. For the star took lower units to its apex. Buddy, buddy, buddy. Say our souls want me safe sex. So don't penetrate the hole without a latex. Nope. Been down with OPP since 93. When my crush group started on rap, party me. Hip hop music lives on forever, forever. To the hood, who can represent it better? Fall all over the globe, we drink settle. Think of the people starting the party too, whenever. I'm classic, I'm talking about greatest hit, greatest. Run DMC and Aerosmith and 86. Here we go, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, back. Through the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see they in a track. Hip hop, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, back. Yo. To the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making the track. Hip hop, let me take it back to Polka Dots and Kwame. For the 90s when No Limit was the army. Puff got Bad Boy, Jay got the rock. On the West Coast, Death Row called all the sides. Big had the East Coast thing on lock. All the California love came and stood by pop. You know, new wheels rolling up Sugar Hill. James hip, hip hop, it don't stop, it will. Paul Revere had a license to ill. But Beast Murderer Track with a license to kill. 100 miles and running like Q ran and Dre. Yellow Boy and Easy NWA. Here we go. Houdini get a world one love. Lower unit, me and 50, you can find us in the club. Now I'm freaking back on a drive called Quest. Got an open road ahead. Nova unit up next. Yeah. Take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, back. Through the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see lace in a track. Hip hop. Take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, back. To the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making the track. Hip hop. Hip hop. Hip. Hip hop. Can't stop. Hip hop. Hip. Hip hop. Won't stop. Hip hop. Hip. Hip hop. Don't hold back. On no way that it can die. No one do hip hop. Hip. Hip hop. Can't stop. Hip. Hip hop, won't stop. Hip hop, hip, hip hop. Yeah, some folk try, but no way that it can die. No, we're doing it. Take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, back. Through the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see things in a track. Hip hop, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, back. Let me take it back, back. Let me take you back, back. To the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making the track. Hip hop.
That's my story.
Real talk, real talk. It is Wednesday, August 14th on the TM Hyman Radio Live Show. It's 9:32 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:32 p.m. on the West Coast, and yeah, figure it out in the middle. And so that was Take Me Back by Help Me Out, Regina.
Joe Beast, a.k.a. Joe Smith, Nova Unit Records, Norfolk, Virginia. Shout out.
Shout out. And I'm going to tell you, the only reason I forgot what the name was because he kept saying Take It Back. And he had me zoning out, and I was really taking it back. So, yeah. No disrespect on that one. Yeah, that's how I forgot. What is that? I was like, who is this again? Yeah, they had me bothered.
I'm saying, well, that's what the song was apparently meant to do. So, once again, shout out to Joe Beast. It's working. The formula works, son. Good.
Yes, and tonight we have a special guest with us, Don Bishop. Yes, yes.
Hey. How you doing?
Enjoying you. And, have you already told the world exactly who you were?
I would hope so. We've been on the air.
No, I mean, like
help me out with this.
Okay. All right. All right.
You know, CeeLo, I was just about to mention how sharp you were. I was just getting ready to say how razor sharp and on you were until you went there.
Do you see what happens when black folk come to work late?
Yes, you know what? Yes. Oh, my gosh, and I was. You know what? My
every
apologies.
Time.
Yes. Hey, you know what? My bad.
We done been to Holland and back. Where you been at?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have got our passport stabbed while you were gone. We did.
You know what? So my
we love you though, boo.
We love you, Boston.
I love you guys too. And look, this is new meds. I really apologize. I didn't know I was late. I so suck. I apologize. I had no idea I was late. That is terrible.
But wait, TM, what I say the other day, I was like, yo, she was really on. I don't know if she's taking her meds, if she changed her meds. I don't know what it is, and now we know.
Right, it's new meds. Yeah, like brand new. So, brand new doctors, the whole deal. Oh, I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it is 9:35. And I know we sound extra turned up right now, but you understand why. We are on medication right now, and we are talking about Muhammad Radio Live. What is the name of the meds? Negro
legal. All legal scripts now. Yes.
Hold on. Let's
all legal scripts.
Now, this is a after school announcement. It's all legal. It's morphine. And
all right.
After school announcement.
Yeah,
she did. I don't know how. Yeah, that's definitely the medication.
I'm trying to figure out when in the world is morphine become legal. I'm trying to get me some of that right.
Well, let me say
we
this.
We meant legal in the fact that she has a prescription for it. That's
yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It's legal when you have that much pain to dull. That's when it's legal. Yes.
We have
yeah,
totally gone to the left.
Ha.
I can dig it.
Okay. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is Don Bishop. He is a honorary guest of Drew Hill. Don, what is the, I mean, to us, Cisco is like, I mean, he's like an icon in R&B. What is it like to really work with the man who created the thong song?
Well,
that is hilarious.
It's definitely a blessing, but I don't want to say blessing upon the word thong. You know,
absolutely.
But you know, it's definitely been a blessing. You know, so I can tell you that he's a genuine individual, and he definitely has a heart. So all that stuff you hear about him in the news, don't believe it. So it's come from you
firsthand. Yeah,
firsthand.
That's real. And that's why I it may sound like comedy, but I'm really trying to dive deep. I mean, really, because the one thing that we do is we put stigmas on people. And you know, we feed into what we read, you know, in the news and what we see on World Star Hip Hop, right? I mean, but what the reality is, I mean, he's an artist. I mean, he's a producer, and he's a multi-platinum artist. I mean, Drew Hill go down in the record books because they have hit after hit after hit that yes. 10, 15 years later almost, they still performing in Cancun. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I mean,
before Cancun,
like
I mean, like one of my trips.
Status.
Oh, definitely. I mean, aside from him being a family man, he's definitely a rock star. And, you know, that group in itself is just a group of solo artists, and when you come together, it just creates this musical magic that I can't even put into words. Like my man Nokio, he created a band called Black Angel Down, and you know, and I help him with that from time to time. But it's just amazing to see, you know, these individuals go from being in a group to single artistry, you know. So to see him evolve into his own as, you know, the maven of, you know, Black Angel Down, you know, that's just a plus in itself. So, you know, they're definitely rock stars. And they're human beings
now,
and family men too, so.
Now, DB, can I call you DB? I feel like I can call you that. DB, I have a question for you.
I don't like that.
All right. Oh, okay, well then we'll scrap that. Then.
Oh, you can have a BD.
All right,
on, let's go.
No.
All right.
Yeah, you thought it was another DD. Yeah, get your mind right. All right.
Whatever. I have a question about where you fit into the group musically. Are
okay.
you the baritone? You got the mean falsetto. Where is your musical niche?
Collectively, I do a little bit of everything. Like I was saying before, like how I started out,
I actually started out with the group. I was doing their styling. I was doing their clothes and their wardrobe and all that. So, you know, I would travel with them everywhere they went. So I saw all the steps. I knew all the notes. And then one day, my manager, Kevin Peck, he came to me and he said, you know, I need you to do something. And it was nothing more than, you know, filling ad-libs behind the scenes. But Cisco invited me out on stage and said, you can do it. You can hold it down. So I went out on stage, and I knew the steps. I knew the right notes, and it was just history. And now I'm about 50, 60 shows in overseas, so it works out.
Nice. Nice. Well, what's the one
do you
thing
tour with them locally also? I'm sorry.
Well, locally, I'm a intricate portion of production. So because like when we go overseas, Nokio doesn't travel overseas at this moment. And locally, he's still in the United States. He still does his job as Nokio of Drew Hill. So I'm just an intricate portion of production on stage with them at all times.
Okay.
And when we go overseas.
What's the one thing you've learned 50, 60 shows in, as well as you've seen Drew Hill evolve as a group? You know, they lost an official member, they gained an official member. What have you learned about the music game as an aspiring songwriter, singer?
Well, I've learned to practice patience, for one. Let's get that straight, because in this business, nothing happens overnight. You know, in my case, it was a matter of opportunity meeting preparation. So that's what that is. So for everyone out there aspiring to do the thing, just stick with it. Just stick with it and just be patient. And, you know, things will come into fruition as long as you have God on your side, like I say. And that's what I'm telling you. And you, as long as you are talented, you have to have a level of talent. Don't forget that. Because a lot of individuals think they can go to the studio and make a voice. But it doesn't work like that.
I don't know. We've had some Jiffy Pop popcorn Jiffy people out here.
What you call them, popcorns?
Yeah, Jiffy Pop.
Who inspires you in music? Who are you inspired by musically?
Me? Oh man, I'm old school. I'm old school. You know, I'm inspired by Jodeci. You know, Blackstreet. SWV, Drew Hill, you know, I'm old school. So.
That's
still.
Old. I'm old. I'm sorry.
Do we have any Drew Hill archive?
I don't know.
If not, something old school. I'm feeling an old school vibe right now.
Are you feeling old school right now? Let me see what I can
do. Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. You are in tune with the TM Holland Radio Live. Our special guest tonight, Don Bishop. Hey, Drew Hill.
Yeah.
60 shows in overseas, and he's learned to apply patience. Hey, that's one we all can benefit from. Thanks for rocking with us. It's 9:43. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to get you an old school right here. You hold that thought.
Oh.
Every day.
Okay.
talk. Hey, that was Mary J. with Every Day at Rain. Yes, I love Mary. And look,
what y'all laughing at?
Somebody called that old school. We got Lady Eloise.
Who you made Don giggle to? Oh my God. Wow. All right, see Don, I'm gonna go ahead and give you the backstory so you can enjoy the joke that much more.
Please.
See, I happen to be the most mature in age of the TM Hyman Radio staff. So our other co-host who's absent this evening, shout out to Save James, affectionately, and I'm going to deem it affectionately, calls me Lady Eloise on a past show, and it seems to tickle CeeLo so much that she remembers it every day and, you know, gives herself a good guffaw. So, you know,
I'd
forgotten about it, and she reminded me.
I did not, and never
will. My God.
Yeah, exactly. My God. Yes. You just want this, my God.
I'm weak. Oh, I'm so weak. You know what? That's okay. Y'all can call me Lady Eloise because Lady Eloise is the epitome of badness. Now, I'm not as old as that heifer was, but I am still the older bad jank. I will say that. I will say that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Now, he did not roll the tongue and say Marcus. Oh, my God.
Just a little humor for your tumor. Ain't acting too much, you know.
Yes. If y'all would like to join us out there in TM Hyman Radio Land, call us up 917-889-3926. We still got a few minutes left in the show. And you can ask any of us questions, including our very hilarious special guest tonight, Don Bishop.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, remember to press 1 when you call in.
Being on the road with multiple people, it's in entertainment, has to be just as crazy as it is for us off the air, because we crack up off the air. So who's the jokester of Drew Hill, and what's your most memorable joke that was played on the road?
Okay. All right, I got one for you. All right. Well, the jokes of the group is my man Teo Antoine Simpson. That's the new member of Drew Hill. He replaced Woody. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Big up to Woody. Hey, we like Woody. We like that old school Woody.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Woody doing the thing right now too. But so we were on the Tom Joyner cruise or something like that. I don't know which one it was. It was the cruise or the Florida trip. But it was me and Teo. We were in like this little restaurant area, and we saw Angela Wimbush, right? And I told him that it was Sherelle. So a song had came on over the speaker, right? And I said, ask her something. He was like, hey, Sherelle. And she looked around. She stood up. She said, I am not Sherelle. Because they had a little beef thing going on. Oh, my God.
You're talking about the funniest thing
in the world. I just got up and just walked out because that, oh, man, he got me back. Good. I don't want to talk about though, but he definitely got me back.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was like the funniest thing to have with him. So yeah, but he's definitely the jokester. I'm saying I have a couple of clips on my Instagram page. You can probably check out. He's on there. I do a little 15-second skits. Got a couple of them on there, kind of funny. So if you want to check me out,
go ahead and tell the people how they can follow you. Go ahead and give Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that.
Well, I'm still a newbie at the whole social media, so I'm still Facebooking. So I just branched off to Instagram. So my Facebook is dsykes501@yahoo.com, and my Instagram is Bishop Styles. That's BISHOPSTYLES. follow me, I follow you back. You feel me?
That's what's good. Listen, tell folks what's going on with you. You got a big test you about to take, bro. You trying to take advantage of this upswing we in right now.
Oh, man. Well, tomorrow morning, y'all pray for me. I mean, I got it pretty much down packed, but, you know, I take my Georgia real estate pre-licensing tomorrow. So, you know, I'm trying to get some of this real estate mogulism money, you know.
Okay.
No doubt.
Well, once you get your credentials, I would like a 4.5, we'll say four bedroom, 5-bedroom, screened in Lanai in Georgia. I already know where the property is. I just need you to negotiate the price for me and help me find a builder.
Hey, I like
thank
that.
You.
I'm on it already. That's what I'm talking about. This world is nothing more than a network, and I love it. That's right. I got
times
you, so it's
two.
All good.
Times two, Don Bishop. That's times two. I'm following her.
No, you kind of extravagant. You want probably like a 6-7 with 10 bathrooms. You get all day, you know what I'm saying? So
but you know what? In Georgia, you could get that for a nice price.
With some land. With some land.
Yes.
Don't forget it. You have land.
Acreage, baby. Acreage.
Grass to cut. Grass to cut.
It's mandatory.
To tell
you. Well, let me tell y'all, grass can be too much. Grass can be too much. That's all I have to say.
The grass can be too much. All you got to do is get a little large landscaping company, you get to go. But no,
get little Johnny
the
from down the block
market,
to cut the grass.
I hear that.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry,
go ahead and tell us about the real estate market. Go ahead.
Uh-oh, that was a collision. Somebody was saying something.
No, he was going to make a comment about the real estate market, and I think I cut him off. I apologize.
Oh, excuse me. I don't even know where I was. The real estate market has definitely took a shift for the better, so I'm just trying to take advantage of it right now. You know, so I'm in a good place right now, mind-wise, spiritually-wise, so I'm just ready to go with it.
Well, best of luck with your test. We know
and
you got
you know
it. We know you got it.
Hey, that's what it is. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, come right back, wrap this thing up. Our special guest tonight, Don Bishop.
Five, Don.
Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston,
yes.
T.M. Hyman. It's 9:54. We'll be right back.
You see this motherfucker?
Okay, but like.
Blessings. Elephants house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the back got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun play on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaína. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill at BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of her man picking cotton. Silk and fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant's house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the back got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story.
Radio show. CM, CM, high, live. CM, CM, high, live. CM, CM, high.